Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Raising Vibration Radio and Journey into Consciousness with your hosts, Reverend Raven and Tammy Lacente. Tammy, tell everybody hello tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. We are so excited to be here. We are going to be talking about the full moon, things you can do and don't do during the full moon. And what is the name of this full moon? Does anybody know? I'm waiting.
Virgo, Sandra D.
Well, yeah, but it has a name. It's called, in February, then the full moon's called a snow moon.
Oh.
The snowiest moon. Don't hate it. Hibernate. How about that?
I don't want to hibernate anymore. I'm ready for spring.
Well, we do have one more final full moon in winter, and that's going to be the worm moon that we will experience in March. So this is really a really big thing that's coming up in March for that full moon. You're going to decide what you want to leave behind as you prepare for spring. So just to give you guys a heads up, I didn't know if you knew that each month there's the name of the moon. You know, like in November, it's the Beaver Moon. That's my favorite one.
The Beaver Moon.
Yeah. Ah, you gotta go where my mind is. Never mind.
Well, I'm really happy that we're shifting from an air to a water sign, because this full moon is going from the Aquarius air sign to full moon in Virgo with the sun in the sign of Pisces, so it's a water sign. So you won't have as difficult of a time navigating it.
Well, that's a good
thing. With the retrograde and everything else on top of it.
I know. I don't know about you guys, but the retrograde was just terrible this time for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but you're talking about a retrograde and air sign, and I didn't meditate either like I normally should, you know, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. Let's just put it that way. But I tell you what, with this full moon tonight and the past 2 days coming up to the full moon, the light was so bright and it shed a metaphorical light on things for me. Like, quit focusing too hard. Quit trying to push. Don't focus too hard. When you do that, you start nitpicking and you find fault with things and you don't really appreciate everything that you have. And when you get too focused, but when you don't focus as hard and you just let things be, you can come from a gratitude place and be centered and be thankful for what you have in your life. And that's what this moon has meant for me so far. What about you?
I'm not focusing too hard. Staying more in flow. Yeah. This full moon for me has, I've been focused on paying close attention to the things around me in my home and my environment, my overall environment, and whether or not it brings me joy and comfort and satisfaction, or if it disturbs me. Like, I'll be cleaning my garage tomorrow. There's things in my garage that are just bothering me and I want to clean up. Some of that could be for spring, but it's also the focus on the environment. There's a big focus astrologically with this particular moon on the environment. So I've been holding conscious space for just that, and been pretty satisfied with everything other than the garage at the moment. That's where I will be making improvements to my immediate surroundings. How about you, Sandra? Are you making any changes?
Well, like, I'm letting go of things that don't serve me anymore. You know, that's been the focus during the retrograde and now this full moon. And tonight after we get off the show, I'm going to be doing a full moon ceremony. I wish I could do it live with you guys on the radio, but I'm connected by a wire to my computer. So I unfortunately cannot actually get unconnected and go out there for you guys to hear and see like that. What my full moon ceremony consists of is I get a fire going. I write two lists. One is things that I'm willing to let go that no longer serve me, and I'm going to burn them. And the other is the gratitude of what has conspired to support me during the days leading up to this full moon. And so that is what I'm going to be doing this evening. Plus, I'm going to be burning some old mail that I'm just going to go out there. I got a whole tub full of old mail that just needs to be burned, you know, things that belong to Cecil and, just things that, you know, why hang on to them, right?
So I find a lot of value in ceremonial burns. I really do. I with my intentions, I just give what I want to release within a ceremonial burn, whether it be just letting go of something or letting go of negative energy that I would hold with something or a relationship or something that was no longer serving me, and I would just burn. I just burn it, and literally through my body, just watch, you know, feel through my body as the smoke just goes up into the ethers, through the universe, where I'm giving it to, and have it just pull out of me what I need to release. And I count on the magnitude and strength of that moon, much like when a tide goes out, you know, to the oomph that we get with a full moon to help support us in giving just extra momentum and pull to the things that we can finally bring to our conscious awareness that are no longer serving us and we're willing to release. There's just a lot of power in it. I've experienced major healings as a result of full moon ceremonies that I've done through the years. Wouldn't you describe it that way? Like, I know we've done quite a few burn ceremonies simultaneously together, but like when you burn that mail, you've done that before, right? Does it feel that way to you?
And I feel lighter.
The whole energy of all of it?
Yeah, I feel lighter. Like, It's funny, but I feel so lighter that I'm letting go of things and it's good, you know, it's good to get rid of stuff. Why carry it around with you? It's just like a burden. It's like a ball and chain hanging around you and you're dragging it around. And I did that for years with a lot of things and I'm tired of doing that. I'm really going to, you know, size down and I'm going to let go of things. And I'm going to respect Mother Earth a lot more, too.
That ball and chain scenario, because as long as we're dragging that ball and chain, we're like walking towards, we're always trying to walk towards what it is we aspire to have, be, and do in our lives, right? We're always trying to do that. And when we're pulling that ball and chain of the things that no longer have purpose or value or serving us, we can just release that and it makes room for the things we desire to come to us so much quicker. If you could just feel the energy of dragging the ball and chain, trying to walk towards the direction, and if you just let that go, you can just walk so much more freely and it feels as though you get there quicker, right? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh,
yeah.
It makes room for the new to even show up. But it's, you know, it's the fear of change and letting go that we struggle with. And that's why the full moon, I know for you and I, that's one of the reasons why we try to capitalize on the strength and honoring, you know, the cosmos and how they do help and support us in these kinds of things. Because it really does, you know, give it more power. There's I've found substantial differences between when I really work with the moon and doing these releases and when I just try to do them in just regular, you know, day-to-day life, you know, when it's not a full moon.
So tell our listeners what you did today to honor the full moon.
It wasn't to honor the full moon, but I did breath work with an individual. I've practiced paying attention. I've been a pilgrim, so to speak, for a long time, and I've been paying attention to the breath and meditating for a long time, but I've never actually done that with a breath work facilitator before. So it was a really beautiful experience just to even have two people breathing at the same time. And it was really good. I had an unusual experience, as I told you, but I don't know how unusual that is. It just wasn't what I had anticipated. But made me feel recharged. It was a really good breathwork session. I guess I would call it that. Of course, I've only done it once, so I don't have a lot to compare it to.
Well,
I found it beneficial.
Speaking of breath work, we have a caller on the line that mm-hmm. practices breath work all the time. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No. Oh, is Dennis on?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him on.
Oh.
Let's ask him about his experience. Yeah, let's ask him real quick. Hey, Dennis. Dennis, are you
Dennis?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Am I muted?
No,
am
you're
I
unmuted.
Muted now?
No,
oh,
you're
okay.
you're well, live on the air. Welcome to Raising Vibration Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm great. I'm glad to hear about Tammy's breathwork experience because I attribute breath work to, you know, all the gains I've had in the last 10 years. And I had a client this week, and hopefully I can get him to listen to this broadcast. Can you get back on here and listen to it after the show's over?
You sure can.
Okay, because I'm gonna send him the link because I work on him energetically from time to time, and this week, you know, he kept, you know, and I tell people all the time, I'm not the healer. You're your own healer. And as far as I'm concerned right now, the most important things you can do to navigate what's going on with the frequencies on the planet is breath and light. Those two are the most important things that you can do right now. And I was forgetting today was a full moon, but I usually do the Wim Hof type breath work. I usually do the holotropic type breath work once every couple months, but I do the Wim Hof deep. It's like a deep breathing meditation where you're breathing in 60 breaths, and then doing a breath hold for 2 minutes. It just alkalizes your body. And I did it today, but I forgot today was a full moon. But I do that every day unless something happens and something comes up and I don't have the time. But I attribute
to
the breath.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So the breath work that it was not that today, and I don't know if it has a name, but it was for an hour, and I would just, you know, breathe in fully, you know, starting to fill the belly first all the way up to my collarbone, and then release the breath, but it was like release, like you breathe in as much as you can, and then release it,
right.
Like you're releasing something.
And then
I did that for an hour. And you keep a continuous loop, you know, like as soon as you've you've finished inhaling, you're immediately exhaling, you know, a continuous loop?
That's,
what would you call that?
It's holotropic breath work.
Well, I had a surprising experience of doing that. So, go ahead.
Usually 20 minutes after you start that. I mean, start releasing immediately because I've done it.
What happens after 20 minutes? Because I was probably 20, 30 minutes into it when what happened.
Well, you'll feel your fingertips tingling and you'll feel your toes tingling. And sometimes you'll have to, were you on a massage table when you did it?
Anyway, no, I was sitting.
So you'll have to, you know, sometimes your hands will curl up like lobster claws, you know, because of the energy, which that's usually in the beginning when you haven't done it that much. And then usually some event that from earlier on in your life will surface. Now this is the majority of people. Now everybody's different. Every single breathwork session is different and every person is different. But the first time I ever did it, you know, I lost a brother when I was 19 and, you know, I didn't want to go see him in the funeral home. You know, he was 2 years younger than me or 3 years younger than me. And I told my mom, I said, I'm not going to go see him. And so I just, you know, I went ahead and did it. And I just walked up to his casket and looked at him and was just saying, it made me not fear death as much. You know, I didn't do anything. I just sat there and stared at him, you know. Well, the first breathwork session I did was when I was learning how to do it, and they had trainers there, and they had everybody worked on each other, and then they would trade off, and you'd be the facilitator and one, and then the next time you'd be the one doing the breath work. But the very first time I did it, I curled up in a fetal position, and I was just like, you know, holding my chest, and then I got like a HDTV view of, you know, myself standing there looking at my brother, and I just started, I curled up into fetal position and I cried for like 30 minutes. So all that emotion, and it's just like, say you're getting in a car wreck and you look up and there's a car going to hit you and you don't even have time to scream. And then boom, you're in an accident. Well, all that negative energy is stored. And anytime something like that happens to you, that negative energy is stored in your body. And eventually it can wind up causing cancer or, sometimes it's inserted, that emotional energy is inserted into a muscle because I'm a body worker. And, you know, working on human bodies, massage therapist. And sometimes I'll hit a specific fiber on somebody's muscle and they'll start crying. That means that energy component was just placed there in that muscle to store it. Because the only way you can release the negative energy, and I've, you know, done the thing with the magnet in your middle of your head and all this, and breath work is the only way that negative emotions can be released. Now, happy emotions sometimes come out, but you want happy emotions in your body. They're not going to do any harm to you. But so anyway, my client called me earlier in the week, and I had worked on him a couple of days before that. And, you know, was saying, oh, I had 4 bad dreams, you know, I want you to do something about this. And I said, you know, I never get irritated with people, but sometimes they get irritated with me because I just say factually that I'm not the one that you need to, every time you have something going on with you, to call me like a doctor. You need to participate in your own healing. And this is just my take on it. But you know, I'm happy when I have a nightmare when I wake up, because it gives me the chance, full moon or not, to release whatever it was. So whatever it is, that it's nothing coming up, especially with the energy frequencies and the Schumann resonance right now, being sometimes 700 to 1,000, and it was 7.83 for hundreds of years. And then I remember when my grandson went into the hospital in April of 2016, that was the highest it had been ever, and it was 100. Well, it goes to 100 now every other day. And so so what's going on right now is this frequency is causing people to purge negative emotions. And if you don't purge the negative emotions and you hold on to them, because when you purge them, you increase your vibration, which is what this radio station is all about, right? Is increasing
exactly.
your vibration.
And
so,
what you're talking about right now is the press that you can kind of feel on you a little more accentuated to, in fact, release things.
Right, and I release them. I don't wait till the full moon. Whenever I feel them, I let them go.
And my point was, yeah, and like in day-to-day life, as do I, right? But as does Sandy, as I know. But the extra oomph, just like when you do work on people, right? And, you know, the patch, you say the patch does the heavy lifting. Well,
right.
The full moon, when you have the full moon energy to harness and let it do the heavy lifting and you just become willing and you really, you know, in your heart of hearts, just release whatever it is, it just gets so much more power than it does in,
oh, yeah.
You
I've,
know,
I've been, you know,
the Wednesday
fire.
You know,
you get
a little extra heavy lifting on the universe's part, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was meditating by Fountain Lake up there in Richmond. That's usually where I go to meditate in the morning. And it was a full moon, and I had a patch on, and I was saying to myself, you know, I got to take this patch off, or I'm going to be out there levitating over the middle of that fountain, and everybody's going to be wondering what the hell I'm doing out there. So I took it off. I just said, the heck with this. I'm not wearing it today because the energy was so strong. But so many people.
I circle back to things that you can experience while doing breath work, because Dennis, we've known each other, but you know, I really didn't realize the different experiences that I guess people just understood that they have doing breath work. What I experienced the first 20 to 30 minutes today just seemed very much like what I typically experience when I'm meditating. You know, I mean, because I focus on the breath and, you know, I just had never done it with a facilitator before. But then really, like in a big circle kind of way, right in front of my face. I had my eyes closed the entire time, but, you know, the big blow-up balls that you can get for kids, like they're big, they're, you know, the size of the kid. It was like a big circle about that big. All of a sudden, this huge circle of just white light right in front of my face. And then I was looking down, and it really seemed to me like this might be what remote viewing looks like, right? Because I was just seeing this stone house, and it was just like a snapshot picture, like I had been there before and taken a picture. Anyways, the reason I bring that even up is because I would have never expected some past life thing to happen. And there's a correlation to two other things that I've done in the past 6 months where this house has shown up before, and it was in past life regression work that I had done in the past 6 months. So I was just curious as to if you've worked with anyone or if this is a common occurrence. Because, you know, that's all healing work that has to happen too. I just would have never guessed that it would have put me in a past life again for the third time in 6 months.
Well, that's another dimension. That's interdimensional. And I've done so many, you know, emotional release type breathwork sessions and sessions with shamans and stuff like that, that
mm-hmm.
there's no way that I haven't gone ahead and taken care of the emotional issues that I've had in this lifetime. You know, I mean, I've done, because 1 hour of breathwork is equal to 5 years of talk therapy. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. just my belief, and anybody mm-hmm. else can believe whatever they want, but mm-hmm. my belief is 1 hour of breathwork. So I've done so many breathwork sessions, the kind you did today, that
mm-hmm.
a lot of the issues that come up now are from other dimensions and other timelines and other lifetimes. And I've got that, you know, on the, if you look at the photo on the bio field camera that Sandy
that
took of me, that wound was healed by a shaman, but, you know, about a year and a half ago, but it's back. It shows up in the biofield. So it's still there. And every time I do a breathwork session, not the Wim Hof type breathwork like I do every day, but, you know, the deep breathing like you did today.
Mm-hmm.
I wind up reaching back there on my scapula because it starts really hurting in the session. And when I push on it, a big loud noise comes out of my mouth, you know, because that's where the energy goes, right to that spot. So
mm-hmm.
I think now that I have access, or we have access, to this biofield camera, I think I'm going to sit and do a breathwork session with the camera on me so we can see what's happening, because
I'm going to do that just for informational purposes for the masses, because you hear it all the time. And I mean, I do a lot of meditation, right? And I do breathing like that, you know? I think what was really beautiful though today, there's no words for what it felt like to actually do it with another human being. You know what I mean? It was a different experience.
And another thing is look at yourself.
It's more heightened.
When you do that, you look at yourself in the mirror for the next couple of days, and you'll look like 10 years younger by the time you get through doing that type of releasing. It'll just, you know, but then we all have different layers like an onion. So that layer gets peeled off, and then of course something else comes up. But I'm all about letting go
about healing, trauma of mother-daughter relationships I don't have verbiage for exactly what it was, but I could feel what it was showing me, and
if you could feel it, then that's what it was.
Yeah,
and
that will congest
that mother-daughter healing energy there. If you don't do anything about it, it'll cause a big congestion over your solar plexus chakra.
You know what I was gonna say, my friend. Please drop in the field at your next opportunity and take a look around, because that got really stirred. I mean, not in a way where I felt it in a painful way. It was more like I could observe and understand what I was being. You know what I mean? I don't know how to describe that. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Dennis? Like you could.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's integrated. It doesn't really have a dialogue or a specific. I know it has to do with the cycle between the mother and daughter.
Anytime you're having a relationship that's gone not the way you want it to with one of your children, the more you focus on it, the more it's going to cause a congestion over your solar plexus chakra, which in turn can make you physically ill, which is the patches help with that too, because they send light, but letting go is letting go, breathing, and light are key right now with what's going on the planet. Because if you stay going down that negative rabbit hole, then you're just going to get worse and worse and worse in that aspect on the negative side. If you focus.
Was a negative, like you were saying, in general.
So if you focus on the light, you're going to ascend higher into that light frequency. So the minute you catch yourself going there, if you can stop, and on a full moon, it's good to do it on a full moon, but I'm not really that knowledgeable on astrology. But I feel things more so than study them, or I feel it and I'm guided by my intuition more than I am by any scientist. When I told my client, to change his perception, he basically accused me of not having any empathy. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm compassionate for every person, for all of humanity, but I'm not gonna be forced into going where some of my clients go. I'm not going to do it. It's everything that's negative right now is coming up to be released. And, it caused a lot of people to go on get an AR-15 and go shoot up a school, because they're blaming everybody else for what's happening inside. And so if somebody's going to disagree and say, well, it's easy for you to say, well, I say it, and that's what I say, and however it needs to be done, I've done it myself. Said, well, this isn't fair, but guess what? When you say this isn't fair, guess what? It's not fair, and it doesn't show up as being fair. So I never tell myself that. When I get a negative, feeling arise, and sometimes my friends will have to.
That's a 3D emotion.
Absolutely. So,
oh Lord,
you're right. So we're in the process of ascending out of that. But you can't. Put it this way: the reason a couple of years ago when I saw this camera, I said, if people have to be shown on this camera, then they don't need to be my clients. They haven't really got there yet, but then a year later I changed my mind. I said, well, maybe it's my path here right now to make people aware of it and to show them, and which is what this camera will do. This camera will show them where the energy is condensed, the negative energy in their biofield. And then
what I think is going to be really interesting, though, Dennis, is that, I think, some souls, have been pilgrimaging for quite a while and have come into all different learnings and understandings. And we've acquired lots of tools, through the years, right? If you were to label us, meaning us, people like me, you, Sandy, and if you were to stick a label on that and you would call it white workers, right? Well, we got called to start accumulating this information over the years, right? There was something in us, right, pulling us towards this information. I believe with all of my heart right now is like the calling forth of, okay, you have tool bags, use them. Okay, the breath work thing, the taking the time to sit and do the breath work. Like, as you just said a few minutes ago, you would have more confidence in successful healing with 1 hour of breath work versus 5 years of babbling. You know, I would say to any like-minded people like us, it's time for us to really start truly implementing these things in our day-to-day life, you know, or we're going to be in for a real bumpy ride. Like, we have the tools at our disposal, you know, to really start practicing. I hate to use the term more mindfulness because it can seem cliche at this point, you know, mindful, but really, truly being mindful with all the information we've been collecting over the years. You know, talking about the Schumann, right? Everything's changing and we have tools to use. And I think it's going to be really nice with the camera for people to maybe, you and I and Sandy, we feel things strongly, right? I've noticed not everybody really necessarily realizes what they're feeling. Like, I think the camera is going to be able to show areas in the body that a person already had awareness to, and they can feel the congestion there and they're experiencing it, but they're not realizing that that's what they're feeling in that part of their body, and that's something that needs to be released. And do you understand what I'm saying, Dennis? So not just show them how beneficial breath work is, but also point out to them that they have their own intuition. And most of the time, I'd be willing to bet, and of course I don't know yet because we haven't really gotten the camera out and started playing with all this stuff yet, but that they will be able to recognize, oh, yeah, I can feel that particular part of my body, and maybe get more tuned into the body. You know what I mean? And actually developing understanding of the feelings that you run through the body if you're not super sensitive to those things already. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of my hopes for it. Because it will empower individuals too to listen to themselves, because they'll start realizing, oh, I was feeling that in my body, right?
Right. And
yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're going to start tuning in. You're going to listen to yourself when you're, you know, when you're really paying attention and you're getting into that, you know, just with that, with the breathing or the meditation or anything that you're doing right now at this very moment that's helping you to shed light to your existence and help you to release things that are no longer serving you. And that camera is going to show you the areas where you need to work on, you know.
Yeah, but don't you think it will be neat for people, like, I'm just going to use an example of when I used to have a lot of digestive issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if 2 years ago that camera had gotten put on me.
I shudder to think.
Sacral and my root would have been lit up like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Cool and everything, right?
Yes.
Because I was holding everything in my gut. Wouldn't you, I'm guessing, Dennis, we'll have no way to verify this, but wouldn't you guess that we would have saw the deep pooling there 2 years ago in me?
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah, more than likely. I'm speculating.
You know, I haven't really used it that much. I know I might, you know, go get with some people tomorrow, but I did, you know, I did some more testing with it, with a colleague last week. I'll send you guys the photographs that we took that you know, shows the different layers of the biofield. In fact, I went back and grabbed one that I took when I intentionally went to Virginia from Florida, got on the plane, flew up there, flew back, worked on a bunch of people, and I knew I was going to get in front of the camera, so I said, okay, I'm not going to do anything to myself at all to, you know, clean my field.
Yeah.
And then the night before, I had worked on a lady who was probably died by now, because that was a year ago, and she had a terminal illness, and she was completely not in line with anything I was doing, and a friend had asked me to do it, and I, you know, so she, like, didn't resonate with me whatsoever. So I have that photograph of my biofield that next day after I, and so I'll send you guys, I'll send you the picture then, and then the picture Sandy took of me a couple weeks ago. Huge. You can just, all you have to do is just look at the energy that when I work on people, energy gets in my field. But I clean my field enough, but I intentionally did not do it. You know, I've been to Virginia, I've been on a jet, you know, going up there, coming back, and I knew I was going to. So I said, well, let's just see what happens. Let's just see what I look like when I don't do anything. Because some people think, oh, you know, you charge a lot of money, and for just a gift. And I go like, yeah, well, you don't understand what I have to do to myself. You know what I mean? Because I have to keep myself clean and clear to be able to do what I want, or, you know, to be able to do it without. Yeah. So anyway, I'll send you those, and you can just glance at them, and you can just go, okay, I get it now.
Well, I already do get it. I just can't wait to see when light bulbs go off for other people and they realize their own ability to help themselves. Like, really, really, with pictures. Like, look, you can really do this just with breath work. You know?
And if you can't find a facility,
it costs you nothing to do breath work. It costs
you
finding yourself worth, you know, valuable enough to take the time to do it.
Well, the other type of breath work, you usually need a facilitator. It was when you did that the other day, was the facilitator breathing right along with you, or was she? Because sometimes people can get a lot. So, a holotropic breath work, you usually have to hire a facilitator. And I won't do more than one person at a time. Now, what I would do is if I had another facilitator that wanted to do a group, I would do a group if the group would agree to, you know, get a partner, and then one person be the facilitator and one person be the breather, and then switch it around with me kind of overseeing everything, because I have talked to people that have been in those big, large group breathwork sessions, and I've had churches and stuff call me and say, would you do our church group? And I go, no, I'm not going to do a large group like that. I just do it one-on-one, because I've seen what can come up, especially on myself. I would, you know, because sometimes I'll, like, completely stop breathing. You know, and it's not good to stop breathing. You can get that energy stuck. And
that's
then,
not good.
And
you
can
die.
Well,
yeah.
I've put it this way. I've been awake before for 4 days straight when I did a breathwork session and I didn't complete it properly. I mean, a holotropic breathwork session with a facilitator. But I stopped early, and I was, like, awake for 4 days. And, you know, in the fifth day, I rolled up a towel, and I screamed into it as loud as I could. I was going like a, my son was living with me at that time. I just said, well, I hope they don't hear me. And then I finally went to sleep. And yeah, so I don't know if you could die, but you could definitely screw up your energy field. And but you can all you can always go to somebody that knows what they're doing and fix it, you know, and have and do a do it properly. So, but so one person can't keep an eye on 20 people effectively, you know. So I just do it one on one.
Well, but, I've been on a holy trip before.
Have you?
Yeah.
On what?
Yeah.
A holy trip.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's that's kind of what it's like.
You know, Terry went right deal. Over her head. She's like, what?
Well, not really. That didn't go over my head. I get it now that I've partaken of some psychedelics, but it you know you really do go on holy trips when you do breath work and meditate. I mean, you really do. I have it happen to me frequently. It's like, whoa. You know, but I guess I didn't realize, I didn't even realize there was a danger in doing that by myself. Again, today was the first time I ever did with anybody else. And I just thought it was beautiful to have another human being. Next time we're going to do it, we're literally going to look in each other's eyes and have our knees touching. And I really look forward to that.
That's cool.
It's a sacred, like, yeah. I mean, you're really sharing each other's energy.
Well, just keep in mind, that when you're laying on a table and you're doing it on a table,
yeah.
The energy, the negative energy that's releasing is coming out of the top of your head and the bottom of your feet. So you don't want to be sitting up above somebody's head in a chair while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be catching it.
Mm-hmm.
All that negative energy, you're going to be catching it in your abdomen or whatever. So I always sit off to the side.
So, talking about the full moon, meditation, that is like the number one thing that you should do during a full moon. And just to clarify to everybody out there, the full moon, it happens over a period of 3 days before and after. There's only a moment that the moon is full for a brief moment. That's when that sun hits directly to the moon because the moon doesn't really light up. It's just a reflection of the sun. And so they talk about that. It's really, really, really important to do that meditation and that breath work 3 days leading up and then 3 days afterward to release those things that are no longer needed in our lives and to get your vibration in focus and in tune with that beautiful washing, cleansing energy. And you talked about releasing that energy when you're doing that breath work or that meditation. Me, myself, I see a being going down my sacral chakra, down into the earth's core, to the crystal core of Gaia, right? And just giving that. And then she's just releasing this beautiful, beautiful, loving energy from that core center, and I'm getting a bright light from the universe up there in the top of my crown chakra, washing in this beautiful light to illuminate all the goodness and the awesomeness that life has to offer you. What about you guys?
Mine's very similar. I follow my breath, and I take my breath on an inhale, and I'll go all the way down into the core of Gaia, into just the core, and I'll carry it, that, I'll go through my body and just go down to the core, and then I bring that energy all the way up, filtering it through all the layers of the earth, purifying it and cleaning it, and then bringing it through all of my chakras and getting them to spin properly, bringing it all the way through my crown and reaching as high as I can, and then I'll pull it back down in, and I'll bring it to the heart space, and then I'll expand it out, and then I put a sphere and all around and expand it out as far as I can, and then go into meditations and set, you know, just go into a meditation. I'm generally not asking anything, but being guided and listening to guidance that I get and honoring it.
I wonder if you guys caught this, but like we were talking about how you have your emotions go up through the stones and stuff like that. Did you know that like creek water is pretty clean water because it's filtered through rocks and it cleans away the impurities?
Yeah, it purifies everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So like water like represents emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming up through this, so like that's very profound right there.
Yeah, I like just taking all the energy through, you know, out of my body and sending it all the way down to the core. That's how I start every time I go into a meditation. It's just become I don't even really think about it anymore, and then I get it all cleaned and pull it up through my chakras, and then I just bring it as high as I can to light and get all kinds of guidance. And there's never any really words for it, what I experience, as I would imagine it's the case for most people, but deep understandings and healings and releases and levels of enlightenment and understanding and the quiet time, focusing on the breath work, it's all so critical to me staying centered and peaceful in my life.
Dennis, what recommendation of what type of breath work do you recommend for people out there? I know you do a certain type.
Well, what I've been doing lately, because I've been going ahead and doing the Wim Hof meditation breath work, which is 60. So basically, I'm taking 300 deep breaths. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you can get into your email, but I just sent you those two photos that I was talking about. I don't know if you can get on there while you're on the show or not, but I sent them to you so you can see the difference.
To me or to Sandy, or to both?
I sent them to Sandy, but I can send them to you too if you want me to.
Yeah.
I see them.
Anyway, so you can look at them and tell what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The first one is when I didn't clear myself. That just goes to show you what I have to do. That's just what happens to me when I don't pay attention, you know, because I intentionally didn't pay attention to myself.
Right.
I avoided, so you can see the difference in the two photos. The first one is when I didn't do anything, worked on, you know, a person that was near death, because, you know, when I'm... That just gets in my field that if I left it there, what would happen?
It'll take over your responses emotionally, you know, and then eventually physically. That's what would happen.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so compressed in everything. And there's almost like a devil symbol right there in the middle of your back.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's kind of creepy.
Imagine what it would be like if I didn't do anything to myself. See, so, and everybody, you know, has the ability to do that. But some people just want me to do it because they don't trust themselves. They think, you know, and I have a longtime client that, and I send her stuff, but I don't, she doesn't take offense when I tell her. I just say, you're still holding on. And she's going, well, it's not about the money. You know, I would, you know, but when she gets like that, she just calls me and she goes, okay, it's happening again. Her heart will be beating out of her chest. And you know, I sent her some information on how to rise above, because these dark beings can't go past the fourth dimension. So when you're sleeping, you're in the fourth dimension. So when you have bad dreams, you know, it's not things coming up to haunt you. They're coming up to be released, and they're being purged by what's happening by the Schumann residents on the planet. So, and you can see just exactly what's happening just by taking a look at the political arena. You know, they're just getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, it's just, I'm right. Everybody's right. No, you know, and you've got to think with the way they think, or don't even have the right to be alive on the planet right now. So, which is the way a lot of people think. And so, but there's the 1% on the opposite end of the spectrum are the light forces, and they're more than 1% now. I think the light forces are just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And even if I don't do anything during the day whatsoever, so if I just be like a normal person would call me lazy and, you know, unmotivated or whatever, I'm anchoring my light and I'm holding my vibration, which is affecting the collective and helping the planet ascend. So if I don't do anything else, I'm doing that. And that's
right
huge.
There with you.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna talk about the ten things you shouldn't do during a full moon. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Okay, so number one, we want to cleanse our mental and physical space. Any comments there? Anybody?
Well, I'm just all for it. You know, I'm always for that.
I tend to be very ceremonial with that and use white sage most of the time.
I took a bath today, so there you go.
That's how you do it. You
take
a bath.
A shower. I took an actually shower. But you know, the full moon tends to mark a big buildup of energy, both light and dark, in all of us. So this makes it a perfect time to cleanse your space, your body, and your mind, and remove and let go of any of that buildup energy that's no longer feel like harnessing or capturing or otherwise holding on to. So it's a good time to like clean out your physical space too. Like I'm about to do that. Like I've been working on it today and tomorrow I'll be doing it. Tammy mentioned it earlier that she's going to be cleaning out her garage tomorrow. Again, 3 days before, 3 days after. You know, this is a good time, releasing those things that no longer serve us. So, yep. How about this? Smudging is included in what I just talked about. Like, smudge your place. If you feel like there's a stagnant energy in your house right now or where you live, you know, go ahead and get that smudge stick out and smudge the house and thank, you know, be thankful for everything you have while you're doing that. You're going to clear that energy out and get it moving again. And then number two, charge your crystals or move them around. Tammy's house is famous for the moving crystals in her house.
Yes, and the full moon, they're really, I like charging my crystals during the full moon. I have quite a few of them doing
it. Yeah, you just take your crystals outside? Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And I even like what the rainwater cleanse them and moisture them, give them moisture. And good.
Yep, it's a good time. I'm gonna set out my rocks, my crystals tonight, and they'll be out there all night, you know, after I do my burning thing. Number three, we've been talking about this. Learn to meditate and breathe. Full moons are about endings and not beginnings, so don't begin anything new during this phase. It's kind of like Mercury in retrograde. Do not do anything new, you know, ever. Don't sign contracts. Don't start new ventures. Don't do anything during a full moon. This is a time of honoring things, being grateful, and releasing those things that no longer serve you. And again, everything that we've been talking about, that breath work, that is a good thing to do during a full moon, of course. Dennis, you talked about having excessive energy after working a bunch of people. Have you ever tried dancing to release your energy?
No.
No?
Never tried it. No.
Try it. It really works. I get out there. Now, I don't get naked and dance out in the full moon because I don't want to scare the neighborhood kids or anything like that. But I do get out there, and I do dance under the full moon. There's something beautiful and energizing and uplifting, and it's just like releasing that excessive energy that if we have too much of it, we can overthink things, especially being an air sign for myself. I'm an air sign. Like, I also tend to think things, overthink it too much, and then put a negative spin to it. So this is a good way, is to dance and release that energy during a full moon. What about you, Tammy? Do you dance during the full moon?
Yeah. Well, I've been known to on numerous occasions. but it's also a great way to ground when you're to be grounding. Like if you're barefoot and dancing on, or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a fire pit. I walk around it and circular motions, and then I honor north, south, east, and west. I mean, I have a lot of different rituals that I do, but it's also a great way to ground yourself with the heightened energy also. And another thing, you know, talking about not starting new things, so the moon cycle is like new moon to new moon, right? And the full moon represents the midpoint in between the two new moons.
Right.
So new moon is when you set forth your intentions. And I always find the full moon a great time of reflecting on, you know, like say you set a new intention to, I don't know, you're going to start juicing on the new moon, and you're going to practice some different eating thing. The full moon is a great time to really look at, okay, in regards to the intentions I set on the new moon, and what is no longer serving me going towards that. Like you've been moving in a certain direction towards that intention for about 2 weeks. What is it time to, you know, when it's real specific to the basic intentions that you set with your new moons, you know, what is it time to release in regards to that intention that you set to bring forth to the other new moon for it to come to culmination? Does that make sense? Like revisit the actions and behaviors or what have you that you've been taking in regards to going towards the intentions that you set with the new moon. And it's a good time to go, oh, well, you know, say it was juicing or something. Well, I don't have to do this anymore, and now I'll go to doing this. Like, I no longer need to do, but keep you moving. Like, let go of anything you don't need anymore.
Yes, I totally get that. I totally understand. Yep, this is really important. Like, and I've kind of been in that mood. I've been in that mood for a while lately, you know, like I've been really being quiet for the past 2 days. and Tammy can testify to this. I haven't called her in 2 days because I really got quiet with myself, and I've been reflecting and meditating, and I mean, I had things to do this week, the past 2 days.
I was in a very deep meditative, reflective state also the past couple of days.
Yes. What about you, Dennis? Have you been there too?
Was it noticeable to you, Dennis, the past couple of days?
It was noticeable to me. When I would see people do certain things, I would notice sometimes I'd go like, well, it was kind of odd. And then I found myself doing it the same thing. You know, so I just said, okay. That was my, you know, judgment kind of poking through my light there, I guess, when I was doing that. But I constantly watch my thoughts and watch what I'm thinking, and do my best to, when I catch my mind going in the wrong direction, to stop, and even if I have to change my perception. But, you know, and everybody doesn't think the same way, and so I have to say what's on my mind no matter what. And sometimes people will just exit right out of my life when I say some of the stuff I say, because they just, I don't know, think I'm crazy or something. But that's just the way it goes. I'm authentic. What else can I say? If I would be any other way, I wouldn't be living my truth. So I live my truth, and those that want to participate and those that want to, you know, hang out with me.
One of my favorite little mantras that I say every single day is, I am my truth. I stand in my truth. I'm being my truth. You know, I just reiterate it and reiterate it and anchor it every morning. So, you know, I think we're all called to stand in that space and honoring it. It's beautiful.
It is. And the light, this illumination that's going on, it does let you know, like Dennis, when you said earlier that, you know, your client was having issues with nightmares and wanted you to work on him and everything. And you said, well, those nightmares were good because it was releasing something. So anything that comes up for you right now is an opportunity to acknowledge it, give thanks to it, because it had a purpose at one time, and to release it and let it go right now. Right?
Yeah, but he wanted to sit around and talk about it, and I refused.
There's nothing wrong with that. I got stuck this week with Tammy. You know, I was bitching about not getting any work done on that tiny house, and she, you know, politely reminded me, like, that's not the most important thing here on this planet, girlfriend, you know? You know, you need to sit back and really,
the way I tend to look at it is, you just change your perception. How am I perceiving this, and how is it honoring me with the way I'm perceiving it? And then if it's starting to rub you the wrong way, what I do is I change my perception on how I'm perceiving what's going on. And it works.
It does work. It really does. And I'm just so grateful that I have such a great group of friends that, like, I can talk to and they can just say, hey, you know, you got to sit back because, you know, you can get in the spots where you're not even hearing yourself, though. And it's good that somebody can bring it to your attention that, hey, you know, you better look at this. And it's great to have those discussions and to help you move forward with it. And I went into deep reflection. I'm like, oh, my God, that's horrible. I've been like that. I need to let that go. So that's what I've been working on for the past 2 days. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity. And that's where I bring into my number five thing here, letting go of emotional baggage. Because usually when things pop up like that, it's not just the present moment that's bringing it. I mean, yeah, the present moment has something to do with it, but it's something that's in your past. It's a pattern. It's a behavior. It's a relationship that you keep bringing back up into your life that you need to let it go completely, and the full moon is a great opportunity to do that. If you're seeing repeating patterns, use the full moon.
Well, it's programming.
Yes, programming.
Repeating patterns are programming, and, you know, it's been programmed into you in childhood before the age of 7. So as long as you are aware of it, you can reprogram your own subconscious mind, which is usually done by repetition, but now, you know, every science, the researchers that do the research on it, I'm not a researcher, but I just use my intuition, which is usually on target, but that's not enough to convince other people. But what the researchers are saying is sound tones and you know, listen to certain sound tones, like whatever you're, you know, whatever you are, if you're undeserving or whatever, or not committed, or, you know, don't see it, don't believe it, don't expect it, don't imagine it, don't imagine it to reality. Any of those weaknesses, you can correct that yourself.
Yes.
Usually you can do it using the EFT, the tapping.
Yes.
Along with a video and tap your meridians. There's plenty of, videos that'll online that'll show you how to do that. Or, you know, you can call somebody like me if you don't feel confident enough to do it yourself. Or, you know, but if knowing about it's one thing. Doing something about it is another. You can just learn it and say, oh, that's what I can do to do this. But if you don't do it, nothing's going to change. But you have the ability to change your subconscious beliefs.
You do, and it's very instant.
Yeah. And it's all about holding the emotion as if it's already done without the evidence showing itself. So in other words, getting the feeling that you would have if whatever you're trying to create, this is the same thing everybody says in all the books that are written about the law of attraction. It's holding the feeling as if it's already done without the evidence showing itself. So the more you can hold yourself in the feeling as if it's already done, the more everything's going to change for you.
I totally agree. Number 6, check your to-do list. This is what Tammy was talking about. To make sure, because she talked about the new moon. And you're just the full moon is to eliminate that list and make sure that you're following with your goals, you're accomplishing those goals. Take a mental checklist and look and see what's going on right now.
What's happening now is where your mind has been in the past. So,
yeah. Yep.
That's
exactly.
Where your thoughts have been. whatever's happening in the moment is where your thoughts have been. Because it's your reality showing up. It's your thoughts creating your reality. So whatever your reality is what you've been thinking about.
Yes, exactly. Tammy, are you still there?
I am. I actually just grabbed my Moon Oracle deck.
Uh-huh.
And I was just looking up what the full moon in Virgo per this Oracle deck teaching is. And it's funny. It's absolutely everything we've been talking about, the teaching. The full moon in Virgo is a time to declutter your life, your home, your office. It's a time to sort what's good in your life from what's not serving you. It's a time to clear out your energies via salt baths and meditations, and to practice getting more grounded by walking barefoot. No matter when you draw this card, it's a reminder that any time is a good time to start living a healthier life.
That is awesome.
And I've heard that you can go outside barefoot in Virginia now.
Oh, you can. I've already grounded, and yeah, you can.
What do you mean you guys can go barefoot out in Virginia? It's freaking cold out there.
It was 79 degrees yesterday, I heard.
What? Really?
Somebody's trying to get me to come up there, so they texted me today and said it's 79 degrees in Virginia.
Cold.
It's been nice, yeah.
Nice. I know one thing. I can't stand the cold. Like, I wouldn't go out there barefooted or anything like that unless it was 79 or 80 degrees. Because I know that earth is still cold up there. It's not like being down here in Florida. Like, you step out there and that warm, it's warmth. It just engulfs your little feetsies and you feel so warm and you can be connected right away. I know that the Virginia can't thaw out that quick.
You know, it was funny, Sandy. I thought about you being in Florida yesterday, and I was looking at the dogwoods blooming and the crocuses coming up, and I was just having deep, deep appreciation that I get for springtime. I love spring. And I was thinking, it was so funny. I was driving home and I was thinking about you and living in Florida. And we said, why would I want to live someplace where it's cold or this, that, and the other? And I was just laughing to myself because as I was driving home, I mean, I had up close seen the crocus and the tree blooming. But driving home, it still looked really like dirty and dark, and it was a gloomy day, and I was just like, gosh, I just can't wait for spring. And that's what made me think of you. Like, pretty much every day Sandy wakes up, she walks out her door, and it's just really nice. But then it made me think I'm where I'm supposed to be, though, because I really genuinely enjoy and thrive with the movement of the seasons. You know, it's very much a part of me having a balanced life. You know, I enjoy the deep hibernation of the winter and the integration and the rebirth of the spring, where I don't know that I would pick up on those nuances, you know, in Florida, where they're so accentuated here, you know.
It depends on what part of Florida you live in. But let me just reiterate here. We have two seasons here, spring and summer. I love it. If I want to see fall, I can get on the internet and see leaf changing on the internet or something. Because we perpetual spring and summer all year round. It's beautiful. We have some fall-like weather. Don't get me wrong. We did have some fall-like weather this winter. It dropped down to, like, I don't know, 40 degrees a couple of times here. And that, to me, is a fall-like weather. And that's nice. Every once in a while, you get to pull out the sweaters and the jeans and the boots. And you can be like you're a northerner for the day or something like that. But
for the day.
For the day.
About a month. Now I start stacking wood up and burning fires. I'm hunkering down. It's going to be a few months.
You know how long a cord of wood lasts me? Down here in Florida, a cord of wood can get you through 4 or 5 seasons.
I would imagine.
Anyway.
Firewood there? Like, do people buy firewood there?
Yes, we all have burn pits that we burn outside. Oh gosh, we have fires outside and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's people with fireplaces here in St. Petersburg. I mean, there are fireplaces, and people do have fires in their little fireplace at Christmas and stuff like that.
Like, I can't imagine having a fireplace.
Well, you got the air conditioning on and the fireplace going on.
You get the warm embers blowing, and it's actually blowing.
I think Florida came really popular with those candles in the fireplace stands. You know what I mean?
That's what I would have in it if I had been.
So, all right, back to our list here. Chill out for a bit. Energy is abundant during any full moon, so a wonderful way to celebrate in the lunar phase is simply to sit your butt down and relax and cleanse your space. That means your head, your body, your mind, that excess energy, just let it go.
Exactly.
If you got to binge watch The Good Girls, then do that. Don't do that. The Good Girls. So it's a negative. It's kind of negative. Don't watch it. But it's one of those shows that's finally messing with your head mentally all the time. And every once in a while, I like a good mentalness in my head. So. Yep. So, and then I've got 3 things you don't want to do during a full moon. Okay. Don't rush to start something new. Checklist. Don't overreact to the little stuff. Because really, it doesn't matter, right? The little stuff doesn't matter. And all of it's little stuff. Every little thing that you're experiencing right now is little stuff. It is. The big stuff is the love and the compassion and the energy of uplifting each other and being there and being supportive. All this other stuff, the bad news, anything, even somebody leaving you. And I can say that because I had somebody leave me this year. Yeah, it's little stuff.
It just distracts you from the real stuff, the essence of love and your purity and your connectedness to everything. And
yes.
Yeah. All it does is distract you and give you sideshows that keep you on hamster wheels in your head.
Yes. And then you're, you know, it's just, it's not a good thing. You don't want to go there. You know, all this stuff is really little stuff. I mean, everything is little stuff. And 2, don't do anything rash. Don't make a rash decision and go for it. I don't know about you. I'm an air sign. I'm notorious for doing something on the fly. Like, okay, let's just do it. Any decision's a good decision, whether it's wrong or not, because, you know, I took action, right? Well, no, not during a full moon. Don't do that. Don't be rash. Don't rush out there and do something spontaneous. Don't take a road trip right now. Just don't do anything crazy. I know you like being crazy like me and all that stuff, but you just can't right now. Just sit back, relax, enjoy this time. Think about things that you want to change in your life. And also,
that's the opposite ends of the spectrum. You realize I'm forest, the slowest moving. She sure is.
I'm trying here. What can I say?
You're fabulous. I love you.
I love you too. So we're coming up. We got about 7 minutes, and then we're going to wrap up this show. Do you guys have any ending comments that you want to share with our listeners tonight? No, don't speak at once.
Oh, I thought Dennis would have something. All I would say is I have found it immensely beneficial in my everyday life to observe full and new moons and practice mindfulness and releasing and setting intentions. It has been it's been a cornerstone of long-standing practices that I've done, and many more have developed through the years, but that has been one of the most natural, easy things for me to do, and to really be able to witness over the years just how powerful the transformations within myself and my awareness to, you know, the journey has been unbelievable. I just can't recommend enough for our listeners to, if they don't already practice some kind of full and new moon ceremony, to maybe really consider making it a part of their practice. It's just tremendously beneficial to me.
I gotcha. What about you, Dennis? Any final thoughts you want to share?
The final thoughts I have are just put a plan into action, you know, just to, so if you've had something on your mind for a long time, just start doing it and learn for yourself how your body, how you can transform yourself into more than what you're, than what you, more of what you want to be. So put something, instead of just learning it, start practicing something, whatever it is that comes to you. I don't want to dictate in verbatim on what exactly to do, but just do something. Put something into action that you think is gonna help raise your frequency. There's plenty of ways to do it, and so put something into action. Some type of make something a habit for the good of the entire planet. Other than that.
Yeah, besides that, putting some positive thing into action for the entire planet. It cracks me up how easily we just say that and how it falls on people when they hear us say that, you know. I'm just going to go outside to my fire pit and play for humanity for a couple hours. And it's funny some of the looks you'll get. Even amongst your own family members. But literally, I do it. And it's very powerful, you know. Taking action on anything, like Dennis said, in regard to...
Well, a lot of people just want to go learn the next...
collected along the way, or anywhere our soul is leading us to go, you know, follow the imprint and then take action. You know, do those meditations or read that book or listen to that CD or podcast, whatever, you know, some kind of make yourself accountable to yourself to start using tools.
I totally agree with you.
It will serve you for the oncoming times that we have, that I don't really see as bad times. These are, to me, they're times of massive expansion and consciousness. And, you know, yes, I understand that the world is kind of very divided right now, but it's in that dividedness that I think people are being given opportunities to go within, find where they, you know, what really resonates with them, what things are being pulled up for them, which will be constantly a releasing. And we're going to just be holding a different level of consciousness as a result of this over time. And we've already been doing it for years, but it's expanding. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about the heart space, but that's a completely different, well, we could have a whole couple of shows on.
Yes, we could, but we only have about 30 seconds left, so I want to take this last 30 seconds and thank both of you so much tonight for all of your input, for helping me to grow tonight, helping our listeners grow tonight, and I also want to thank Jenny Satori, the person that we use this platform to be on this podcast. Any of you guys are interested in doing a podcast on Jenny's platform? It is absolutely free. All you have to do is go to intuitalks.com and sign up and become. And she also offers you a chance to have your own websites. I think $11 for a basic one and $29 for the full-fledged website. So, again, I want to thank everybody so much for joining us here tonight. And I want to tell you all that I love you. From the bottom of my heart, you are in my energy, my prayers, and I wish you the best of luck. And Tammy and Dennis, please tell everybody how you feel, and let's wrap this thing up.
Happy full moon, everyone. Good evening.
Yeah, likewise. Happy full moon.
All right. Thank you guys so much for another wonderful rendition of Raising Vibration Radio and Consciousness and Journey, and we'll see you next Saturday night. Bye-bye now.